proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue looking at great invitations in the Bible by looking at God's invitation for cleansing. Throughout Scripture, God invited men to undertake actions which would encourage them to draw closer unto Him. God offered to cleanse the sins of all who came to Him seeking salvation. The Scriptures depicted sin as a form of moral defilement. In Psalm 14, for example, God asserted that every person on earth, quote, all gone aside, they are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one, unquote. Jesus Christ elaborated on this subject when, in the 7th chapter of Mark's Gospel, he said, quote, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth a man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man, unquote. The author of Genesis chapter 1 noted that God created man in his, God's own image. Yet sin marred that likeness. Sin resulted in a separation between God and man, as noted by the prophet Isaiah in the 59th chapter of his prophecy. Thus, before any transgressor could become reconciled unto God, that individual had to receive cleansing for his sins. However, no one can effectively cleanse himself or herself from sin. As Job rhetorically asked in the 14th chapter of his book, quote, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean, unquote? Job answered his own rhetorical question by replying, quote, not one, unquote. In the first chapter of Isaiah, God invited the Jews of Isaiah's time to partake of his divine cleansing. Quote, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord, unquote. God promised them that, quote, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool, unquote. God had indicted the Jewish people of that time for their evil ways, and for the hypocritical veneer of religiosity which they manifested in their daily lives. The Jewish people could not purify themselves. Only God could cleanse them from their sins. The 6th chapter of Isaiah contained a graphic example of how God did this to Isaiah. After that prophet acknowledged his own wickedness, describing himself as, quote, a man of unclean lips, unquote, God initiated the cleansing process. He sent a seraph to touch the prophet's lips with a heated coal. And as this being did so, he exclaimed, quote, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged, unquote. The purging process Isaiah underwent, though painful, proved to be effective. Never again did the prophet need to experience divine cleansing. Jesus Christ told something similar to Peter in John chapter 13. After Peter initially declined the Lord's offer to wash his feet, he then asked him to cleanse his whole body, a request to which Jesus Christ replied as follows, quote, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, unquote. According to the 5th chapter of the book of 2 Corinthians, quote, God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, unquote. Thus God offers to cleanse people of their sins, enabling them to become reconciled, reunited with Him. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.